Complying with a Supreme Court order to fully fund public schools in Washington state might have just gotten even harder. A new revenue forecast out Wednesday projects a sizable drop-off in tax dollars flowing to state coffers. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
For the first time in 2 years, Washington's revenue forecast has been revised downward by $436 million for the next budget cycle. That's just when lawmakers will be under the gun to comply with the school funding mandate known as McCleary. Democrat Hans Dunche chairs the House Budget Committee. He says existing taxes aren't going to produce enough money for schools.
I mean, there's no way you get to that $4 billion in McCleary out of the existing bucket of stuff.
Republican Andy Hill chairs the Senate Budget Committee. He doesn't agree it's a $4 billion problem and downplays the hit to revenues when it comes to fully funding schools.
I think it makes the problem a little more difficult, but certainly not intractable.
Despite the lowered forecast, overall tax revenues flowing to Washington state are actually still growing. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.